A very large section of Parshas Emor is dedicated to the Moadim, to the holidays. The holidays stand in contrast to Shabbos in the sense that Shabbos comes the seventh day of the week no matter what. God started the world 5,780 years ago, and that's it. Since then, every seventh day is guaranteed to be Shabbos. No matter what, there's nothing we could do to change it. And yet, we come into the Moadim, the holidays, and the holidays, God tells us, you have the ability to set them up. You're the one, it's the court. That's to say that when we see the new moon in the times of the Mikdash, you would go to the Beis HaMikdash, you would give them testimony, and they would sanctify the new moon. And what if people got it wrong? That's okay. Why? Because God says it's okay. You're the ones that control the calendar. And I think the question is, why is that? Why do we control the calendar? So I believe that an amazing answer given is the idea that God wants us to be able to partner with Him, and God also wants us to be able to express our creativity so that we can show that we are similar to God Himself. How does that work? God says you're the ones that control the calendar. You're the ones that control a certain sense of time. That is critical to Jewish practice and Jewish understanding. And I think that for the Jewish people coming out of slavery was such a big deal. A slave never owns their time. So a person could say, well, I'm giving up my servitude to Paro and I'm giving it over to God. That's true. That is the very nature of an Eved Hashem. It's a person that worships God. He's a slave in some level. And yet, what gives us the ability to feel that we're not slaves? On some level, it's the unique gift that God gives us called the Moadim. God says, I give you control over those times. I created the world, says God, and now I want you to emulate me and create your own world, your own universe, under my laws, my rules, but with your own sense of freedom that you feel that you're part of the process. That's an amazing, amazing gift that God gave the Jewish people. And the calendar in our time, on some level, is still ours all these thousands of years later. It's a bracha that we are given, but we need to make it work well and use our time well.